This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Have you been paying attention? They're having a real party on Wall Street these days. The S&P closed above 1,800 for the first time yesterday. The NASDAQ Composite Index crossed 4,000, highest level in 13 years, 33% higher than where it was last year. And that Dow, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, over 16,000. You would expect that to push down bonds and commodities. Oil has fallen significantly. Good news, happy days. Here again, Rana Faruhar is Assistant Managing Editor of Time Magazine. Welcome.
Thank you.
So these are hot numbers. Let's take oil out for a moment. That's really, really related to the diplomatic situation with Iran. It tumbled because of a possible Iran deal, right?
That's right. That's right. And actually, I think that the effect from here on out is going to be pretty muted because actually we've got 6 months before Iran can really start pumping to the rest of the world and have those sanctions come off. There still needs to be that final deal.
So what's going on with investors here? My read of this, and I know nothing, is that the Fed is now terrified to actually stop the stimulus. And so everybody believes that the Fed is too scared to change anything. So people are going to keep buying.
You know, I don't think they're too scared, but they're very, very cautious. You know, we have been on a kind of a morphine drip in this country of Fed money. We've got $85 billion a month still being pumped into the economy. It's definitely had an impact on stocks. There's no question that some of these numbers that you're seeing are related to that. Now, the Fed has let us know that they will start tapering back that asset buying in the next few months, probably.
Third time they've said that.
Third time they've said it. And they keep looking for the data, which is weak, and I'll get to that in a minute. Even if that happens, interest rates are still probably going to stay low for some time, which will tend to favor stocks, right? Because if interest rates are low, you just can't make money on bonds. You can't even beat inflation. So a lot of people will still keep money in stocks. But here's my worry. Earnings, corporate earnings are at record highs. I don't see how they can get any higher unless people start to spend more money. And people can't start spending money until they get a raise.
And there's tons of cash on the sidelines in corporate America right now. The question is, will that go into raises and that sort of thing? What do people expect as far as the retail season is concerned here? Because that's really an indicator of people's confidence going into the new year.
You know, I think that there's been a modest uptick in consumer sentiment in terms of spending. And, you know, of course, retailers are doing everything they possibly can to get us out and start spending. They've started sales much earlier. So I don't think Christmas is going to be a disaster. But if you look at the general level of consumer confidence, it's really low. So the Gallup consumer confidence numbers, which usually kind of tick up with the S&P, are actually going in the opposite direction, which speaks to this big divide between where the markets are and where the real economy is.
What's going on with the NASDAQ? Is that a bubble like we saw in 2000, or are we seeing a shift in capital away from the industrial economy where it retreated to really after 2000 back into the tech sector, the startup sector, the more entrepreneurial sector?
You know, it feels frothy to me. I'll say I lived through the tech bubble of 1999. I actually left briefly journalism and worked in a tech company, which was the sign of a bubble that they were hiring journalists.
Yeah.
And
I have a lot of friends like that.
I think that the valuations that you're seeing on companies that A, don't make profits, and B, may not have such an easy path to profits even in the next 5 or 10 years, makes me a little nervous. Now, the counter argument that the techies would say is that we're in the middle of a land grab right now. There are a lot of companies out there that are trying to get eyeballs, and eventually they're going to figure out how to monetize them. But I would go back to the turn of the last century, in the 1910s, 1920s. Look at the auto industry. Yes, it was this big shift, similar to the internet. Everybody was trading in their horses for cars. But there were 500 car companies back then. There's 3 now. So it's tough to pick the right company.
Chrysler has an IPO coming, and Katie Couric is going to save Yahoo. Which is the bigger story?
Boy, I do not believe Katie Couric's going to save Yahoo. Save Yahoo, I'll say that.
But the Chrysler IPO is going to be important.
Yeah.
And that is related to actually selling things.
I do. I think that actually the manufacturing resurgence in this country is the best hope for broader, more sustainable growth. I do think that that has legs and that you'll see that continue to run.
Beyond the Fed, beyond the NASDAQ, that's where we should watch the manufacturing
sector. I
think
sector. So.
Yeah. All right. Rana Faruhar, Assistant Managing Editor of Time Magazine. Have a great Thanksgiving, by the way.
And you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.